Blind and visually impaired public school students don't usually get a chance to participate in sports the same way their sighted peers do. But a group of teens from Massachusetts and Connecticut recently flexed their muscles in a week-long adaptive sports camp at the Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown. They played tennis, track, golf, and rode bikes as fast and free as they wanted. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the camp, Camp Abilities.
Is that all right? Here's three more helmets, too, that were back there.
On a beautiful spring day, with puffy white clouds overhead, a bunch of teens snap on protective headgear and prepare to pedal.
Make sure you guys drink.
All right, so which one do you want to try, Michael?
15-year-old Michael has ridden a regular bicycle, but only up and down his driveway because he's vision impaired. Here, the teen is able to rip around the running track.
I enjoy going fast.
Fast on a tandem bike with help from his sighted co-pilot, Michael also got to run fast.
Today was a competition day, and I did a 50-yard run and a 70-yard race, and I won both of those.
Those wins were first for Michael, too. He's a junior at Lonenberg High School, where he's the only visually impaired student. He isn't doing phys ed there this year, but has in the past.
In middle school, like, they'd either have me go with a guide, or they'd adapt it for me, or they'd have me do something else. Like, I've done, like, weights, lifting weights, I can do that.
When I did have PE, it was really boring, because I didn't have, like, an adaptive PE teacher or anything, but I wish I had gotten a chance to experience PE, like, you know, in a fun way, like everyone else does.
But here, 17-year-old Lena of Chelmsford is playing beep baseball and goal ball, two games designed specifically for blind and sight-impaired athletes.
It's a fun place.
Anthony is an eighth grader at the Harvard Pilot Middle School.
It's a great way to stay in shape.
Megan O'Connell agrees. The Perkins teacher and Camp Abilities coordinator says visually impaired students aren't usually as fit as kids with sight. Lauren Lieberman, a professor of sports studies at SUNY Brockport, created this camp in 1996. Now there are 15 sites, including Massachusetts, New York, Arizona, Puerto Rico, and Ireland.
Our goal is to empower kids to go back home, to go back to their public school, and to be able to advocate for themselves that I can do this, I can participate.
And then hopefully that's going to translate at home and in school.
Susan Brophy is an adaptive PE teacher in the Chelsea Public School System. She's assisting this week at Camp Abilities.
Oh, there we go already.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Brophy says she takes her students
outrigger canoeing, rain or shine, hot or cold. I also have a couple students who've been to Camp Abilities. One of them we trained for 5K a few years ago. It's pretty awesome.
And pretty rare, according to Mark Lewis, executive director of the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes.
There are 60,000 kids who are blind and visually impaired in the United States. And more than two-thirds of them sit on their sidelines in their PE classes.
Lucas says that's because so many coaches and schools don't know how to adapt sports, but programs like Camp Abilities are critical to bringing about change. According to a federal report, 25% of visually impaired students, grades 7 through 12, play one or more seasons of sports per year, compared to 59% for students without disabilities. And Lucas says playing sports helps break down stereotypes beyond high school.
In the United States, 70% of people who are blind and visually impaired are unemployed. And a lot has to do with the negative stereotypes that we have about people who are blind. We focus on their disability first and not their abilities.
Service!
Nice.
Perfect, sir.
One of the toughest adapted sports to conquer is tennis, says Coach Matt LaCortilia. It's played with a specially designed ball.
It's basically a foam ball that's cut in half, and then a ping pong ball with some BBs in it was inserted in the middle, then it's put together and then retaped. So it's not highly technical, but, you know, it does work.
Sometimes LaCortilia wishes the ball worked a little better.
The ball doesn't bounce kind of evenly. Some of the positives are that it is soft, so the kids aren't really worried about it hitting them, which is kind of a big thing because a lot of sports sometimes where there's objects in the air fly and there's some hesitancy, which is expected.
Sore muscles are expected too, especially for kids who aren't usually this active, not like 17-year-old Nicholas of Attleboro.
I love wrestling. I run at least 3 miles every day. I love biking and weightlifting.
Nicholas's sight loss isn't as dramatic as some of the other kids here.
In my left eye, I can only see light and shadows. In my right eye, there is no peripheral, so it's just straight ahead. It's not that bad.
Nick has what he calls a weird view on adaptations for people with visual impairments.
I think they're going too far. I think people are trying to do too much to help everyone, and people should try to do things more for themselves.
That said, the teen admits his week at camp abilities has been challenging in a good way. Same for 13-year-old Kayleen. She says she's gained leadership skills and has been more social than usual. She uses one word to describe how she feels after 4 intense days of tennis and biking.
Exhausted.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.